You know, like we said, other guys got to step up, and I say myself, Double D, Nate. You know, we just gotta hold up his end of the bargain. You know, Paulie D was a good leader on our team, a guy that was vocal, and you know, people watched. So I'm being saying we just gotta know we gotta pick up where he left off, and just keep leading these guys. And we know this opportunity for the younger dudes to step in and make plays. They've been showing flashes on film and that they can do it. So I mean, just an opportunity for everybody else.
Joe, with Paul gone, Orchard's the only outside linebacker on the roster with any sacks in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He had three last year. You know how important that pass rush is. Are you concerned about that? There's not a proven pass rusher?
I mean, we have, I think with they believe in the guys that we have, you know. Even though they might not have any stats yet, you know, with Ogba and Nassib, those dudes that we drafted, coaches have a lot of confidence in them and their ability to make plays. And I just think, you know, like we said, it's just opportunities for other guys to step up that haven't done it before.
Joe, when a move like this happens, though, so close to the season, does it kind of shake the locker room a little bit?
I wouldn't say really shook the locker room. It's just, man, you got to be a pro. I mean, you know, things like this happen all the time. You always see guys that are expected to be on the team, you know, just it's just a upstairs it goes a different way, you know what I'm saying? So is you can really just control what you can control. I don't feel like it shook up the locker room. It just shows guys, you know what I'm saying, you got to be making plays. It's a what have you done for me lately business. And if you're not making plays, I mean, anybody can be gone.
So Joe, what does this do for the put me in your shoes, for the psyche of other veterans on this team to see veterans being let go?
I mean, like I said before, man, you just gotta, what have you done for me lately? It's about making plays. It's about winning. And that's the thing that they harp and that's the thing they talk about all the time. So, I mean, the thing is, proof is in the pudding. You got to put it on tape, and you got to be making plays. So, I think for the vets and for everybody, it just shows that, you know, being friendly with coach or having a personal relationship, it doesn't really matter. It's all about what are you doing on that field and are you going to be able to help the Browns to win.
This is one of those moves that people outside the organization, some fans and national people, say the Browns are looking forward to 17 and 18, not so much 2016. How do you keep those thoughts out of your mind as being on the inside of this team, that they're trying to win this year?
Just by what Coach Hugh, the message that we get every single day and every single team meeting is about the only thing that we're worried about is winning here. And whatever moves that they make is about us. It's about us making wins. So, you know, with Coach Hughes' leadership and everything he's talking about, I mean, we lost a good player. We lost a really good player in Paul that was very productive in the league. But like we said, our coach came in there and told us, man, it's all about winning. It's all about next man up, opportunities. And you got to just be able to make plays. So, I mean, it's just this thing for young guys, got to step up. And it's just showing that no matter who you are, you have to be, it's about winning. It's about making plays. It's about results.
Hey, Joe, Where is the defense at this point of its development?
We still got a ways to go. You know, we're trying to get. You know, I'm getting myself back right too. You know, also as far as with me as a corner, Tremont, working with my boy Poyer, IC. We're all kind of getting a little fill out. You know what I'm saying? So I think we still have a lot of improvement that we can do, but I don't think it's as far away as everybody else thinks.
I mean, would you agree it hasn't looked good, especially in that Tampa game? I mean, it just didn't look very good from a distance.
Yeah, it didn't mean, you know, they were making some plays. You know, a lot of the stuff is it's simple things, you know, as far as alignments and just not trying to do too much, standing in gaps, making sure we get the checks, everybody's on the same page. So a lot of the stuff from outside looking in, it could look a lot worse than it is.
Is it asking too much, though, to be ready by week one? I mean, that's less than 2 weeks away.
Asking for the defense to
be
ready?
To be up to where it needs to be by week one.
I think we're going to be a lot closer than we are right now. I think that we're – With the group that we have, as far as people that are just willing and ready to do whatever it takes, you know, I think we have people that are able to make plays. It's just we're on the right path. We just gotta kind of get our communication. Just the more time we get on the field, the more time we get to playing together, it's gonna be better.
Joe, I want to make sure I didn't misunderstand something you said earlier. Did Hugh address the team about cutting Kruger today?
No, he didn't address the team about cutting Kruger. He's just been addressing the team about everything and whatever moves that we make. It's about us being successful.
What are the biggest takeaways from your performance Friday night, now that you've gone back and looked at the film?
You know, my tackling, I'm trying to get back in there. You know, my whole thing is I feel good. My ankle hasn't been bothering me. It's just, well, I'm just by just getting the feel of the game, you know, my backpedaling, my covering. I haven't done one-on-ones in about 8-9 months, you know what I'm saying? So just being able to getting back to covering receivers and getting back comfortable. But it's coming back. I'm getting better and better and more comfortable every day.
Joe, when you look around in that defensive room and it's a lot of rookies and second-year guys, is that, I don't know, scary is not the right word, but is that nervous at all that you're so young as a defense?
I mean, it doesn't scare me. I feel like a lot of the dudes just being able to watch them on film and see how they play and their effort and the understanding of the game. I mean, it excites me a little bit, you know, that we have a lot of dudes that are just ready and hungry to go out there and prove themselves, you know. But at the same time, I could see, bro, we're not having that many people that have done it before, you know. So just the young dudes that don't really know what they get themselves into, but I'm just excited about the potential that they have and their willingness to do whatever is needed.
So I use the word potential. I know after the Tampa game, people are they're concerned. Fans may be concerned. What would you like to say about the defense after that game?
We know we watch the tape. We have a lot of things, a lot of corrections that we have to do. But I feel like our defense, we're going to be able to make a whole lot of plays, myself included with Double D. I think that with this young defense that we have a lot of, like I said, we have a lot of potential. And I think that with these next 2 weeks leading up to the season, we're going to be able to tighten up a whole lot and we'll be ready for game one.